Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment. Wait for it. Gaming. Wait for it. Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty. And for this episode, I decided to tackle an anime that is highly respected by many, but also has many torn because of its ending. It's for this reason I feel many people may have held off on watching this one. So, I'm picking up the mantle to go over the plot, the characters, the animation, and anything else I can fit in to convince you why you should watch Erased in less than 10 minutes. To start off the show, we catch glimpses into the life of Satoru, a 29-year-old manga artist struggling to get by. While his talent is visible in his art, his true ability is something called revival, which is when an accident or life-threatening scenario presents itself, he's briefly sent back in time to prevent it. This random event is not something Satoru can control, and when tragedy strikes, after he finds himself reinserted into a years-old unsolved murder of his previous classmates, his revival ability kicks in and sends him back 15 years into the past, back in elementary school, and seemingly to prevent both tragedies from ever occurring. It's honestly a pretty interesting premise, and it's not hard after the first episode to get sucked into the story and to root for our main protagonist. He's supported in the present by his co-worker Airi, he's motivated by Kyo and his childhood friends in the past, and he's held together by his mother in both. Airi is the only person he can seemingly trust present day outside of his own mom, and as he aims to save the young girl Kyo along with other victims, the character moments prove to be one of the strongest elements for this show. The mystery and whodunit of it all is what keeps you engaged, but it's truly the relationship building that makes this anime special and worth watching. A1 Pictures is behind this one, and we've talked about them before. They've been a part of giving us strong animation in shows like Darling in the Franxx, Your Lie in April, and of course, my personal favorite, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Erased is just another top-notch show from this studio, so you know the animation is absolutely going to be a strength here. And so is the voice acting. The English dub is actually pretty good, and it has some really great voice actors, like Ben Diskin and Jeremy Lee. So if that's your preferred way to watch, I can easily recommend it here. The opening song, called Re-Re by Asian Kung Fu Generation, is highly regarded among anime fans. And while I do enjoy it, this one isn't one that I go out of my way to revisit. But it's the visuals provided in the opening, holding some Easter eggs for the hidden secrets within the show, that I recommend not skipping and kind of checking out as the episodes progress. Now, let's talk about that ending. Did I love it? No, not really. But I didn't hate it. And trust me, a lot of people hate it. I've even been told that this show was a 10 out of 10 until the final episode. And listen, I'm not going to defend the ending, but I'm also not willing to tell people to avoid this show because of it either. When done right, time traveling proves to be one of the best storytelling elements that can be used, period. And Erased does it with ease. There is a true mystery here to solve regarding the murders that are trying to be undone, and the show doesn't shy away from a lot of the darker themes that it presents. You root for these characters when they succeed, you feel the pain when they fail, and this show takes the time for both the characters and the audience to process those emotions. The one knock is that many people hate the ending. And trust me, I get it, it can be a deterrent. But this isn't a 24-episode order of 3+ seasons of an anime. There are 12 total episodes for this show, and even its biggest critic would have to tell you and admit that a majority of these episodes are, at the very least, really good. So, if you've been hesitant to watch it because of that, I think now is the time for a change of heart, and you should definitely be adding this one to your watch list or queue. Thank you guys, as always, for the support. If you missed our 2022 end of year awards or our 2023 foresight and prediction episodes, make sure to check those out after this one ends. I cover some of my favorite anime from the past year, and I highlight some that I am excited for this year. We also announced that we are officially on Patreon. From video episodes of the podcast to early access and merch, and your additional support there means the world to us. To find us on all social media platforms, including on YouTube and our new TikTok account, as well as all of the places you can stream future episodes of the podcast, our link tree is in the show notes for easy access to everything you need. With that being said, I'll see you in the next one. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes on the podcast every Monday and Wednesday, and all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment. Wait for it? Gaming? Wait for it? Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.